Our scripture this morning is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 27 through 36. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
What sort of rules did y'all have when you were growing up? What were some rules that you had to follow?
Don't do nothing.
All right. What was that? Those you just heard? Yeah. I've found as a parent that some of the rules that I had growing up, you know, they seem to make sense. But now as a parent, I feel like I have to create new rules that I didn't know were needed. Don't stand on the dog. Don't feed your spaghetti to the fish. Don't color on the television. You know, it didn't seem like I needed rules like that, but I'm sure my mother would disagree that she had to create some new rules for me as well. And rules sort of become this sort of these borders, these lines that we have to stay within in our lives. And as long as we generally sort of stay in these rules, we will hopefully develop and to grow into semi-functional human beings that can live next to other human beings and pretty much just get through life the best way that we possibly can, right? So how many rules does it take to follow in order to become a good person? How many rules would y'all think that we have to follow in order to be a good person? Two? Yeah, two, yeah. Now Jesus, he kind of cheated. He took a lot of rules and said, yeah, and he said, we're just going to put a footnote on those. But yeah, so if we boil down, let's take the Hebrew Scriptures. Let's take the Old Testament. And how many did you say?
663.
Now, in different schools of thought, there's these different commandments. Some say there's six. Some even say there's 613 because some sort of repeat themselves through a couple of the scriptures. And so you get these rules of what it means to live well, to do good. Over 600 different rules. And at one point, I actually went And I did some research, and I found 600 of them, 613 of them. So what's a number y'all throw out? 35. Okay, let's see what the 35th commandment is. Do not derive benefit from it. I don't even know what that means. But it comes from Deuteronomy 13:18. Do not derive benefit from it. I think it's missing some context. I think there's a verse there. But sort of around number 35 is not to rebuild a city that is turned to idol worship, not to make an idol for others, not to make an idol for yourself, not to bow down to idols. So I think it's deriving benefit from idols. I think we can contextually kind of say. Not to blaspheme, not to inquire about idolatry, not to honor, to honor those who teach the Torah, to learn the Torah, to teach it, to not bear grudge, to not take revenge, to not gossip about each other, to not oppress the weak, to not embarrass others, to reprove wrongdoers. The list goes on and on and on. And of this list, there's 365 of these rules that are prohibitions, which means don't do this. Those are generally the rules I am familiar with. There's over 250 or 248, depending on which sort of count you do, that are mandates. Do this. These are things you should do. And so, as we pile all these together, we are set with this rule book. And so, say for example, of this portion of the scripture, we'll take out the New Testament, because we know Jesus, he made it easy for us. He boiled it down to the two. So out of just this portion right here of the scripture, there's over 16 rules, over 600 rules. Now, those are spread out just over a couple verses, and so maybe they would fit into, you know, a small portion of that. So what are the rest of these pages about right here? Yeah, ways that we broke the rules. Ways that we did not do well. Ways that we have taken every one of those over 600 commandments and found extremely creative ways to not follow them. And the relationship continued to sort of ride this roller coaster of up and down, of breaking the rules and then trying to come back and reestablishing this covenant and this relationship with God and trying to follow the rules again until eventually it fell apart. And so something had to happen. So in our scripture this morning, it comes from a sermon that Jesus preached. In Matthew, the sermon is called the Sermon on the Mount. In Luke, it's called the Sermon on the Plain. They couldn't decide where Jesus was standing when he was preaching it, but generally, they got the same amount of information of what Jesus was preaching about. And there's a particular phrase that Jesus likes to use in this particular sermon in both Matthew and Luke. And it starts with the phrase, "You have heard it said." And then he would follow it with the phrase, "But I say to you." And what that indicates to us is Jesus is talking about and identifying a rule that was given to them, typically a commandment. So for example, he would say, "You have heard it said, do not murder. But I say to you, do not even hate your brother or your sister, or you will be liable for judgment." And so what Jesus is saying is, yes, there is a rule saying to not murder people, but this is so much more than a rule. In order to be a faithful child of the kingdom, a follower of God, it takes more than just following the rule. It takes something deeper. It takes something more significant of getting to the very heart of the issue, which is the nature and the character of God. That God is a loving God, and so we should be loving people. And so he takes these rules that you have heard it said, but I say to you. And so that's exactly how our scripture began today. But I say to you, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other, and if anyone takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. This is a much harder rule. And it's interesting in where it fits in the story of the unfolding of God's grace, and that when Jesus came down for us and was born to us at Bethlehem, something changed and something happened. That whole rule book that we used to have, the over 600 rules that we used to have, got put down for a moment and got wrapped into the very life of God. And that word became flesh, and it became to live and dwell among us. And so as Jesus shows us that you can't live a life by following the rules, but you can live a good and sweet and productive, a life that blesses and touches others by imitating and following him. He said, you couldn't follow the rule book, but you can follow me. And so Jesus preaches a sermon about what that looks like. And he lives a life to show us what that looks like. And so we imitate him. We replicate the blessing and the life and the grace that God has given us. And so there's something that we did in our Wednesday night Bible study in the fellowship hall this last Wednesday night, and it's called Hunt the Good Stuff. And it's an exercise that I do with my soldiers, that I do with students of mine, but it's an exercise that's good for all of us to remember from time to time, because we are not trained to look for the blessings and the good things in life. We are trained to look for rules, and we respond when somebody breaks a rule that we have in our life. So if somebody cuts us off in traffic, they have broken a rule that we live by, and it upsets us. If somebody takes too long in the store, in the line at the grocery store, looking for their keys or trying to find coupons, we feel like there is a rule that has been broken and we have been inconvenienced. But God says to look for the good things in life, those blessings. And in order to find those and replicate those and imitate those outside of these walls with those that we bump into in the community, we have to find them first. And so we hunt the good stuff. So how we do this is we pause for a moment. We take a deep breath. So everybody take a deep breath. And we think about good things that have happened to us. So, what is a good thing that has happened to you this past week? Got time with your grandson. You didn't break any bones when you fell. That is a blessing. Was somebody blessed by somebody else this week? Your neighbor brought you bread. And a frozen dinner. Mm-hmm. Helped you got everything you need. He helped you find what you needed. Amen. It's not easy. We're not trained to think about those small blessings and appreciate them for what they represent in our lives. So the turn that we want to make is to be able to do this exercise on a normal and a regular basis to find those good things in life, but then to not just appreciate them, but to turn, to be able to take those blessings and pass them on and replicate them and imitate them into the lives of those people that we bump into on a daily and a regular basis. And so that tomorrow, when those people think of the good things that have happened to them, it is from things that we have been able to pass on out of the blessings and the life that God has given us. And so we don't follow the rules. We follow the God that is at the heart of the rules. We follow the God who has come down for us. And we replicate what he has done for us in this life, that others may come to know him as well. Will you bow your heads with me as we pray? Almighty and precious God, we give you thanks for the many blessings that you have poured out on us. And so open our eyes that we might see those good things that you have done for us. But even more so that then we can see good opportunities to pass those blessings and those moments on to others as well. That together, Lord, that we are more than just those who follow the rules, but we are those who follow after you. And we can become signs and moments of the beginning of a new kingdom, of a new creation. And Lord, we can start something beautiful as we hunt the good stuff. Amen.